Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A former NFL defensive back, now with Pro Football Focus, Solomon Wilcots with the Bull and the Fox. Hey, Solomon, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing great, and always good to be on with you.
Yeah, it's always good to have you with us, and unfortunately, it comes under really a bummer of circumstances because the Browns, you know, we had so much hope, Solomon, that this would finally be the year that the Browns would win in Pittsburgh for the first time since 2003. They came into the game playing so well, and you know, I don't know what you thought about the game going in, but I can't imagine, even if you thought the Steelers were going to win, that you thought that the Browns would lay such a terrible egg in that game. Well, what was your reaction to that?
I still think the Browns are a really good football team. The quarterback is still learning. I mean, you know, he's got to develop. He's got to grow. He's got to be better in those moments. And I think if you go back to the second half of the Colts game, where I thought he was just locking in on some of his reads, I thought he had poor reads. I didn't think he was being an anticipatory thrower, which is why I think going back to even last year, we at PFF, we highly predicted that he should be operating more in play action, some RPO schemes, the bootlegs, the rollouts, and that's exactly what Stefanski did with him in the early phase of this season. But there's going to be times where he's got to be better from inside the pocket. And I think our PFF data, I know you guys are going to have Mike Renner on early. He'll be able to talk to you more about it. Baker is much better outside of the pocket than he is inside the pocket right now. And he's got to improve his play inside the pocket. He's got to improve his reads because the interception to Minka Fitzpatrick didn't have to happen. All he had to do was really – understand what they were doing in that rotation, much in the same way the interceptions in the second half the week before in a game they won against the Colts, but I didn't think he played a clean second half of that game, and I was interested to see what he was going to do against Pittsburgh.
So can he get better at reading defenses like in the middle of the season? I mean, it just seems like he's having some issues going back to last year. Where he just stares down receivers, it seems like he doesn't pre-snap look at what the defense is showing, because you know that's a big problem if you're playing quarterback in this league, obviously.
He can get better at it. That's one of those things quarterbacks can improve upon. If you told me accuracy was an issue, I'd be like, I don't know. Definitely. And say if he would have had a full off season, right, with the new coaching staff and regular preseason. Some of these things could have been addressed. And that's why we told a lot of teams it's going to be a slow start. It's going to be some growing pains. You know, at the end of the day, they would be just now a couple of games into the regular season. So, listen, I see why Cleveland Browns fans probably don't want to hear this critique, because they're out of patience, right? It's time. It's go time right now, because you have a football team that's surrounding them that are veteran players that are ready to go, an offensive line that's ready to go,
yeah,
running backs, and a defense that's ready to take you as far as you can go. It's really up to the quarterback at this point. And so, no, I think you can get better reading two high, single high safeties, watching one safety rotate down into the box, and playing the buzz hook curl area. I mean, that's quarterback read 101. So no doubt he can get better in those areas.
Solomon Wilcott's with us, Pro Football Focus. Solomon, how much are the Browns missing Nick Chubb right now?
No doubt. I mean, you know, that would help. But you remember, I think that interception, wasn't it like on his first pass of the game, like first, you know, yeah. It was early in the game. And when you start to turn it over like that, I don't know that Nick Chubb would have saved him from that. Chubb isn't going to correct that problem. That problem has to get fixed. However, he's that good of a running back. There's no way you take a player like Nick Chubb out of the lineup and say, we don't miss him. I mean, you do have Kareem Hunt, who I think is phenomenal. I would say Kareem Hunt is the better receiver of the two running backs, but I would say that Nick Chubb is the more natural runner of the two. Plus, having both of them together, I think, makes both of them better, right? So, no, I think he's a big missing piece to the offense.
Solomon, when you came on, you said you think the Browns are a really good team. And by record, I mean, they're 4-2. It's a really good record. But when you lose to Pittsburgh and Baltimore by 30 points each in each game, it makes you wonder how good this team really is.
Indianapolis Colts are a very good team. In fact, they're one of the top teams in terms of scoring defense. They're one of the top coverage units in the back end. And you beat a good team that day. So, you know, at the end of the day, you and I both know, I mean, you're in a tough division.
Yeah.
But even the Browns' record is favorable, even though you might be 1-2 in the division right now. At the end of the day, everybody knows the big bullies in the division in the AFC North are the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. You've got to be able to beat them. You know, when the Bengals were going to the playoffs and winning division titles, they found a way to beat them. Simple as that. Yeah, you know, there ain't no shortcuts through that one. It's just like when you were a kid growing up, there was a bully on the block. You couldn't go the other way around to get to school. You're going to have to go through that bully. And at the end of the day, that's the next level of growth for this football team. But it's early in the season. So, you know, don't hang your head. You get to play them both again. Hey, when the Browns beat the Ravens last year, right, no one thought anything of it. Now you look back on it and say, whoa, that's pretty impressive. So, yeah. You know you can do it. Just got to put it together. If you get an even split with those two teams, man, it's still a really good season.
Solomon, who's the better team right now, the Ravens or the Steelers?
I would say Steelers, and here is why. The Ravens are a really good football team, by the way. It remains to be seen who's going to win it. I just believe that the Steelers are more versatile on offense. They can come from behind if they were trailing 10, 21 points. I'm not so sure the Ravens are built or equipped to do that. They're a front-running team. They get a lead, they can bury you. But if they get behind, their offense and their passing game isn't efficient enough to be able to score points quickly when the clock matters, you see? But the Steelers, obviously an explosive passing game. Obviously, the way Connor ran it on Sunday, you can see they can run the football. They have a good offensive line. They have good tools and weapons at the receiver position and a Hall of Fame quarterback who can get it to them. And defensively, they pressure the quarterback better than any other team in this league. And on the back end, since the acquisition of Minkah Fitzpatrick, he solidified the back end of that group. We highly predicted that they would be playing this way, and a lot of the pieces we wrote on PFF.com, where we talked about the Steelers' defense and their evolution and the importance of Minkah Fitzpatrick and what he brought to the table. And I think it manifested itself on Sunday. So right now I would say it's Pittsburgh, but the Ravens' defense is definitely equally formidable. I just think the passing game is not at the level where the Steelers are with Big Ben.
So let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. The Browns play them this Sunday in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's kind of been up and down as a rookie. Still looks to, you know, at times like he's going to be a star because he makes some of his big time throws. What do you think about this Bengals team this year? And obviously they just have the one win, but they come into this game. I mean, they're just a slight underdog to Cleveland. Where are you with the Bengals?
Tells you how a team with talent doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win a lot of games. You know, they're a team that is under they're under construction, right? And I think Joe Burrow is the real deal. Now they need to do a better job protecting him. He needs to do a better job of getting the ball out. But you know what Joe doesn't do? He doesn't throw a lot of picks, man. He doesn't panic. And he's a competitor. And he just keeps his head down and comes to work. You know, typical Northeastern Ohio kid who it's a blue-collar deal for him. He doesn't care. And you know, I just think that they've got the right guy. If they're going to build it around someone, man, he was a godsend for the Cincinnati Bengals program. Now they need to go to work, put together an offensive line. Defensive line needs to be better because they're not rushing the quarterback right now. That's why Phillip Rivers came back on them last week, because they've got injuries up front on that defensive line. Secondary, up until last week, had been playing well. They've got weapons now. A.J. Green woke up last week. Tyler Boyd is formidable. T. Higgins, a rookie and second-round pick, he came alive last week. Those three guys are phenomenal. And the tight end, Drew Sample, he's okay. He's a kid who's going to fight hard. You could be better at that position, more athletic and better depth. So they've got holes on the roster. But Joe Burrow keeps them in every game, man. You know, they're not getting smoked. They're not getting blown out. Baltimore kind of got after him a little bit. But outside of that, Joe Burrow has kept them in every single game. He's getting his 300 yards. He's making plays. He's fighting. He's battling. And that's just where they are right now as a team. They're not an easy out. But in my mind, it's a team you should beat simply because they've got more holes.
Solomon, great to have you on with us as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All the best to you guys. Take care. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks, Solomon.
Solomon Wilcott. Great to talk with him, former NFL DB.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.